The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, my next guest's name is Professor Tony Buzan, but research shows that by now, many of you will already be struggling to remember his name. Well, maybe he can help with that. He is one of the world's leading experts on how to make the most of memory and mental strength in everyday situations, and is perhaps best known as the inventor of the mind map. Following his 1970s series Use Your Head for the BBC, many of his ideas have been set into his series of best-selling books on how our memory works. He has even been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. He's in Ireland this week for public seminars on mind mapping in Dublin and Killarney, and he joins me now from Tralee. Tony Buzan, good morning.
Good morning to you.
And for those not familiar with the concept that is mind mapping, tell us about it.
Mind map is like a map of a city. You know, if you go into a new town or a city to find out where you need to be, where you want to go, where the museums are, where the churches are, where the shops are, where the restaurants are, you need to have a map. Similarly for your thoughts, you need a map for your thinking, and that's the mind map.
How does it work?
It works really well. You actually start, let's say you're doing a little curriculum vitae of yourself. You put yourself in the middle of a page, and you have large branches radiating from the central image so that they have you in the center, and then a main branch, family, another main branch, goals, another main branch, strengths, another main branch, weaknesses, another main branch, friends. So you get a very clear picture of you on one page. And that is an image in itself, and a picture is worth 1,000 words. So the mind map actually saves you a lot of time.
And colour is important, I believe.
Colour is vital. The brain actually loves colour. And when you use colour well, it improves your memory, your creativity, your thinking, your ability to distinguish and group things together. It's a real powerful tool.
And how many branches would you have in a standard mind map?
Well, normally the brain can deal with between, say, 5 and 8 different areas. So in a normal mind map, it has between 5 and 8 branches. And then if you need more branches, you build another mind map, like a twin mind map, not identical, but a twin. And that gives you 2 maps for your territory. Same as with maps of a country. You know, you go into the county areas, the city areas. So the mind map allows you to drill down into your thinking.
So it's like a series, we say, of secondary roads and primary roads.
Yes, absolutely. And occasionally when you're doing a mind map, you suddenly see, aha, you know, that similar idea is popping up on different branches. So you discover a new theme, a new major area of your life.
And could you give us an example, Tony, of a typical mind map and what it might lead to?
Yes, in fact, in geography, many students try to do essays on their country, their town, their city, and they get very confused. You know, there's so much information. But let's say you do a geography exam, and the question says, Ireland, discuss. And those questions blow people's minds because they think, oh, you know, how do I do that? But what you do is you put an image in the center, either a flag or a little map, and then you have major branches for that country. So you would have geography, and off geography you would have the branches of the rivers, the mountains, the valleys. You'd have another branch for the people, the different people, the number of people. You'd have another really important branch for culture, and that would have sub-branches of, and they would radiate from. You'd have art, you'd have poetry, you'd have literature, you'd have dance, you'd have music. Of that, you would have some of the stars, you know, Kate Bush, who is a friend of mine, and one of the most brilliant cultural people from Ireland, and you could do a whole mind map on her. Mm. And then you go back into another branch, which would be history, and off that branch, all the main historical events in Ireland. And on one page, you have an entire history of a magnificent nation.
And what will it do, though?
What would it do?
Yes.
Well, it would simply help you remember everything. It would help you create it. It would help you write an essay. So when you've done a mind map, that would be a plan for your essay. And every student who's tried that writes an essay twice as fast and twice as much, and it's all organized and coordinated. So there are many individuals who, you know, just naturally get straight A's because it's easy. It's the way the brain actually works. You know, we are taught in school, and this is around the world, how to take notes in one color on lined paper in words. And that's a sub-routine. So the brain doesn't think in sentences and phrases. The brain thinks in images. You know, so if I say to you, banana, what happens in your head? Do you just see a little printout saying B-A-N-A-N-A-dash-a fruit?
No, you see the image of the banana.
Exactly, and radiating from that image, that picture, that image in your head, you have associations, don't you? You know, colour, taste, chimpanzee, you name it. So the brain fundamentally thinks with the human language, and the mind map is the reflection outside the brain, what goes on inside it.
So in some respects, are you saying that the way we learn things is all wrong?
I would say that precisely in your words, John. You know, I did it when I was a student. I took piles of notes, stacks of them, and my marks began to go down and down and down and down. And I thought, you know, why? And I went to the library and I said to the librarian, I need a book on how to use my brain. And she said, oh, the medical section is over there. And she pointed to it. And I said, I don't want to take my brain out. I want to know how to use the thing. And she said, oh, no, there are no books on that. And I thought, I get an operations manual for a penknife. I get an operations manual for a small radio. I get an operations manual for a washing machine. Nothing for my brain. And that's when I began to work onto it. And that led me eventually to discovering mind maps with the knowledge that the brain worked on images, with associations, with colors, with connections between things, and that words were important when there were keywords, but sentences and phrases usually did not help the brain at all. It actually hindered us in memory and creativity, thinking, analyzing, and writing and studying.
So if you had your way, every examination that takes place would begin with the student putting down a mind map.
Absolutely. And that has increasingly happened. Now in Singapore, which is known as the smart city, which we can chat about in a moment, but they have now taught 5,000 teachers to teach all the students how to mind map. In Finland, nearly every school now is teaching children how to mind map because it literally helps them think. And the future is now based on thinking, isn't it? It's no longer labor, physical labor.
And we seem to have lost our line to Tralee there, Mr. Tony Buzan there, telling us all about mind mapping. We will try and get him back and his mind maps, and we'll be back in a moment.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
And I think we've re-established contact now with Tony Buzan. Tony, you're there?
I am there. It's association, one of the essences of a mind map.
I see.
Connection.
Yes. Now, you were mentioning Singapore and a trial being done there, and you also mentioned Finland.
Yes. In both of those countries, nearly every child in the kindergarten, the primary, and the secondary schools are taught how to mind map because it helps them think. And you'll be, I think, probably thrilled to know that in Pakistan, the first 5 million children are all being taught via the media, via the radios, they're being taught how to mind map to teach them how to learn and think.
I see. So obviously the message getting through there. Why isn't the message getting through here?
Well, I think it is. You know, when I travel around Ireland, there are many, many children and indeed business people that I meet.
Oh, the gremlins are at work today, I'm afraid. they have something against mind mapping. We are talking to Tony Buzan about the subject, and we will try and re-establish contact with Tralee. In the meantime, I suppose some music, an interlude. Yes, here's Sinead O'Connor now and Get Me to Church. Yes, Sinead O'Connor performing a very important function there with Take Me to Church. I think we have re-established contact with Tony Buzan. Tony, are you there?
We're back to association again.
We are. If you could explain this to us, what exactly is happening? Or maybe I should have taken out a blank piece of paper while we were waiting to re-establish contact and done my own mind map.
It's like a disconnection in thinking. And when you disconnect, there's nothing there, which is known as forgetting.
I see. You're talking about the message getting through here before we were so rudely interrupted.
Yes, in fact, Ireland has hundreds of thousands of mind mappers, both in the business and in the schools. In fact, I'm here this time to talk in Killarney at the Morton Hotel to both the business, the government, and the academic and the schools and university population. And there are lots of people who mind map. So Ireland is actually, in the global situation, one of the leading nations that is beginning to teach children how to learn how to think. Because, you know, we used to be in the agricultural age, the industrial age, then the information age everybody thinks we're in. But we're no longer in the information age. We're in what is known as the intelligence age, where all the children around the world increasingly are being taught how to learn, how to think, how to mind map, how to create, and how to be integrated with their minds and their bodies and obviously their spirits. So Ireland is one of the countries that is leading the initiative. And that's why, for example, you and I are chatting to thousands upon millions of people about this topic.
Dee in Cork wants to know, what's the difference between mind mapping and just plain old brainstorming or doing a spider graph?
Right. A spider graph is actually an early name that was given by one of my first teachers who found, you know, explaining a mind map using imagery and associations. He just thought, oh, kids, it's like a spider. And so it came out as a scrawly one color thing, which is not a mind map, because one color is monotonous. It's monotonous, and monotonous is boring. And what does your brain do when it's bored? You know, like everybody else's, it tunes out, switches off, shuts down, goes to sleep. So normal note-taking and spider diagrams are not really as powerful or as good or as useful for you as a mind map, which uses the images, uses the association. It reflects on that page what's going on in your head.
Mm-hmm. And what tips, by the way, can you give to our listeners who want to improve their memory and their ability to remember things? What sort of mind maps should they be doing?
They should do mind maps, first of all, on themselves, you know, so they get a good picture of themselves, because most people don't really know who they are. They write in a list who they are, but that's not what they're like. You know, people are imaginative. They daydream. Daydreaming, once upon a time, considered to be really bad, wicked, naughty. And in fact, it's necessary. It helps people make the dreams come true. So to improve memory, make your brain a hobby. Learn how to do a basic mind map, because I invented the mind maps for me, because I was getting worse. And I thought, I've got to remember better. And I invented that tool purely for me. And it was only when I began to do it well and my marks went up, I would show it to my friends and say, look, you know, try this. Does it work for you? And it did. And so the mind map helped memory. You can also focus on your daydreaming. And when you daydream, imagine it, but direct it into some kind of reality. And that makes your concentration better and makes your memory better. Follow the World Memory Championships, and you'll love the family name O'Brien. Dominic O'Brien, 8 times the world memory champion, who was told when he was 17, you're a cretin, you can't concentrate, you're a failure, get out of school, you can't remember. And he went off, left school, and he began to study his brain, as I'm recommending you do, and he became 8-time the world memory championship. champion.
Right, indeed. And texters in touch with us. Kath McKay from Buncrana in Donegal says, Scoliseagán in Buncrana has been mind mapping for years. And Joe Bresnan, another big fan of mind mapping, used it for the first time in 2003, she says, and achieved first place in her college diploma. I have been encouraging my own children to use it ever since. What about being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize? How did that arise? Just how excited were you at the prospect?
I was actually stunned because I didn't know. And I suddenly got this information saying you've been nominated. And I thought, why am I being nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize? And the committee that had nominated me said, the mind map is a thinking tool that helps people become more confident. It helps them communicate better. It helps them to be more creative, have better memories. And therefore, they became far more congruent, far more harmonious, far more happy, so less violent. And the mind mappers, we have no evidence yet of mind mappers fighting. They tend to make peace. And that's why I was nominated for creativity and peace. And that's why. And I was really surprised. And it wasn't really therefore a nomination for me. It was a nomination for the mind map. You know, consider the mind map a new being, and the Nobel Prize will be given to the mind map, not to Tony Buzan.
Yes, and an interesting text in, John, can you ask Tony if technology is worse than paper for learning, highlighting, writing, coloured pens, etc.? So many students use iPads in schools now. Is this a good development or a bad development?
It's like a hand, you know, is a hand good or bad? It can steal from you, it can give you. And the simple answer is use both. When you do a mind map with your hand, your brain connects through your muscles, and therefore your memory is better, your contact is better, your concentration is better, your focus is better, your result is better. The iMindMap software simply allows you to put on the computer a mind map, and you can build it, and you can press a button, zap, and you can send that mind map to a million people around the world, which is what the Singaporeans, what the people in Pakistan are beginning to do. They're tweeting them out. You can tweet me at @Tony_Buzan, and I will tweet and retweet your mind maps and the stories that you've just told us, you know, the fans from around Ireland, which gives rise to your question, John. There are people all over the place who one doesn't know, but they are mind mapping, and their children are mind mapping, their grandchildren are mind mapping. So it is spreading like a positive brush fire of intelligence in Ireland.
Well, Tony, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And just a reminder that Tony Buzan is giving seminars entitled The Mind and the Memory. This Thursday, you're in the Malton in Killarney at 7 o'clock. And on Saturday at the Clyde Court Hotel in Dublin 4. And that's at 10 a.m. Both events priced at €40 with concessions, €25. For further information and to book, go to seminars.ie. But for now, Tony, thanks for joining us, and take care of yourself.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you when I come back.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to talk to Rebecca Storm after the break.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.